It is time for Talkin' Music on your Mountain Grown Community Radio. I am your host, Taya J. I am joined today by Halima, celebrating the release of her new EP, Eshu. Halima, welcome to the KVNF Airwaves. Thank you for making time to chat with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Taya.
I want to talk a little bit about the idea of the voice as an instrument and how you explore that.
I love that. You know, for the longest time, I didn't consider myself a singer or vocalist. I was very insecure about my voice and having a voice that, like, I felt at the time wasn't like R&B enough for a Black woman, or like soulful enough maybe, but not clean enough for pop, indie, alternative spaces. And I, you know, a lot of it was internal, of course, like as it typically is, but I sort of hid behind production and songwriting because of that. And I felt more confident saying like, oh, these are all the songs that I've written, and these are all the ways that I've, like, these are all the instruments that I've played and like produced. And it's only like recently, from finding where my voice comfortably exists and trusting that, that I've been able to tap into it, like not trying to mold it into like a vocalist voice, but really using it as another instrument. Then I actually feel like a vocalist in a weird way, because I'm like, oh, I need to train my instrument. I need to protect my instrument. I need to nourish my instrument. Now it feels unique to me. It feels like literally my voice, meaning like this is the vessel that I tell these stories with. So of course, I don't want it to sound like anybody else. And I don't want to try to diminish it too, because it is such a unique like combination of where I've been, my like lineage, my background, like that's all shaped my instrument. And so I think now in my music, it's become so much more of a focal point. Like, I want people to listen to my voice. I want that to come through. I don't want to hide behind the production. And I get emotional about that. If I'm ever working, collaborating with someone, or I'm like, this needs to have its space, you know, it needs to take up space now.
Yeah, the voice as a vessel. You said that. I love that. I think it's an interesting, I don't know, maybe a process of growing up, where like the things that we're self-conscious about when we're young or concerned about are the things that ultimately make us unique and make us who we are. And it's the process of learning how to embrace those things and support those things and say, this is who I am, and own that. That's a really, I mean, we all go through that to some degree, but as a creative especially, that there is your magic, right? Like your specific magic.
Exactly. You should never diminish that. If you think about like your vocal cords are the way they are, it's genetic. And like, I don't know, my mother loves to sing. She, you know, has had experiences in the school choir where she wasn't encouraged to sing, but she loves it. She loves music. And my dad has a more conventional sounding nice voice, and them coming together, you know, and their own full lineages before that have like in some way shaped like my vocal cords. I've inherited that from them. So my instrument, I don't know, I just think it's such a spiritual thing as well. Like, music is something that is a very spiritual practice for me. So every aspect of it, I like to honor. And I think in the past, when I just haven't approached my voice or anything in that sort of way, it's only harmed myself, because I'm harming that spirit. So now I try to be really sensitive with my approach to just the practice as a whole, treat it with sensitivity and love.
It's a really fascinating thing to hear you talk about your vocal cords as an inheritance. I've never thought of it that way.
Yeah, it's wild. It's my dad is a doctor, so he's also, we're always talking somehow about like biology and the body and the mind and the soul and these entities and how they all work in tandem. So I love to think about these things.
Was Ways off Halima's new EP, Eshu. Halima joining me today on Talkin' Music. I think that artists and makers are so often sensitive folks, and I think that the world can be really tough and challenging. And I'm curious for you, what are some of the ways that you tend to yourself while being vulnerable and while sharing your art?
I think that's something that I'm still sort of, I wouldn't say grappling with, but coming to terms with, like, how to relate to that sensitivity. Because on the one hand, I love it because I feel like I feel deeply, and that allows me to channel certain things that I know that other people also feel. If I, you know, just because I feel it, if I feel it, that chances are a lot of other people have felt similarly. And so I love it in that sense. But on a day-to-day, it can get difficult to sort of navigate one's feelings. And whenever I get to that point, honestly, I'm like, oh, this is why I have this thing. I can, you know, let it out. I can distill the feeling. So I feel like it's sort of having like antennas up. And then when they start picking up certain frequencies, it's like, okay, let's channel those frequencies into some form of music, some physical, or it's not even physical, is it? It's ephemeral, but some way of releasing it from my body. And then I write. And I think that's also like something that I'm just so grateful for. I can just have music. I don't know what I would do if I couldn't write, if I was, you know, the way I am and just feeling. I think I would kind of go a bit crazy.
We just heard Don't from Halima. Halima joining me today. Let's talk a little bit about your new EP, Aishu. What can you tell us about it?
So Aishu came out May 24th. It's been out a couple months now. Wow. And it's a very special project to me. Aishu is the Yoruba deity of crossroads. I don't know if you're familiar with Yoruba deities. They're sort of like Greek gods. But in the Yoruba tradition, we have deities that represent different aspects of life. They tell different stories. They have different omens, maybe, that they represent. And Aishu represents the crossroads. And they also bring about this energy of unpredictability, chaos, uprooting of the norms, but all with a purpose to bring us to better versions of ourselves. At the end of us facing what seems like the storm, it's all to sort of galvanize you to like really confront things that maybe you've sort of suppressed or have been hidden away or run away from. And I found myself in the 4 years that I was making this project really feeling that chaos. And it was, you know, it was from the beginning of 2020, end of 2019, and then into the pandemic. And then for those 4 years from 2020 to now, making this music, not knowing that I was making this project, I was just like, this is all I know how to do during this time. This is how I'm processing it. And I'm also facing a lot of like questions, questioning, reckoning with like my identity, how I fit into this greater context. And when, you know, when you listen to the project, it's the form that I took in like the songs is very different, I would say, from the songs that I've written beforehand. It's not quite like a conventional song form. It's not like verse, chorus, verse, chorus. It's like stanza one, stanza two, stanza three, refrain, stanza four, another refrain. And I think that I needed that sort of freeness and structure to really ask some questions and not necessarily get answers from writing the music, but being able to pose the questions and then sort of live the answers. That makes sense. So the project is, it's still like living and breathing for me, honestly. Not so much so that I still feel like I possess it, because I always feel like once you release something, once you share it, it doesn't no longer belongs to you. But I do feel like I'm still ebbing and flowing with the essence of the story and this chapter.
And it's interesting to hear you frame it like that when you were saying, you know, you created it and you were working on it during, you know, what was four very chaotic years for the world. I also think when you were talking about the deities and that sort of chaos revealing, you know, the truer self, it felt like it spoke to where we're at currently as well, right? So there were these four years that were very chaotic, and we're still in this space of a lot of chaos and sorting through that and figuring out how to find our individual ways in it. So it's interesting to hear that it lives on, because it has that feeling to me as well.
Wow, that's such a fantastic read on it. Because I was trying to articulate, why does it feel like it's not quite finished? And yeah, we are still like in such a chaotic time. And that was definitely the essence of the project. It's like this chaos, this unpredictability. How do we navigate the space? But ultimately trusting that it's necessary. It's bringing about some better versions. We couldn't keep on going the way we were going individually and as a collective. And I think bringing it out into a collective mindset is where like A Shoe came in. Cause before that I just had these songs and I knew what they were about, but I needed this entity that I know lives within me. But also I can look at and identify externally of me. That makes sense.
Yeah. And it's almost this, it begs this question of, you know, what would it be like to embrace the chaos? What would it be like to leave a seat at the table for the chaos rather than trying to slam the door?
Exactly.
Appreciate you sharing that, Halima. Anything else that you feel like is important?
So many things. But I think, you know, what we're touching on and just the state of political affairs, I mean, being in America and things that are going on in the world at large, and growing up in this time where we're so connected through our devices and social media, and it seems like there's that we can do a lot, like we have a lot of power, but at the same time feeling the reality that we still are, there is still distance in a lot of ways. And I think I don't know, for me, what has maybe like helped me feel more connected to people, feel like I can contribute is in some way, is literally by just doing what I know can bring about the most good in the world. And I think it is just, it's music for me. And so in my shows, in the music that I release, trying to create space for dialogue. And I think that everyone has that sort of capacity or opportunity to do that. I mean, you have this amazing radio show and the guests that you bring in, the conversations that you facilitate. And I think for me, I know that I'm not a politician and I don't want to be. I respect the profession, and I respect the activists, and I respect people who dedicate their lives to trying to change certain things that affect all of us, but directly. But I still just believe that everyone plays their part however they choose. It's still significant. And I think it took me a while. I know that was really long-winded, but I'm trying to land with it, is that you shouldn't ever feel powerless. And I think when I wrote this project, I was moving through times where I was, you know, unsure of what am I supposed to do? Like, how do I help? How do I leave this place better than I found it, better than I like entered it? Meaning, like, you know, the planet. And I think that along that journey, finding ways that you yourself, it's authentic to you to show up, is really, really important. And I'm learning now that, like, this is such a wonderful way for me to show up and be a part of the dialogue. And so that's like a one thing I guess I'd like to leave you with about the project. And hopefully when you listen, you know, you can take parts of that or the sum of it.
Appreciate you sharing that so much, Halima. It brings us full circle in a way to where we started this conversation, which is allowing space to connect to the things that make us individually unique and the things that we individually have to offer. And I also think it's a really important reminder that we need all thinkers and makers and creators to attempt to make this world a better place, that it's not one thing or another, that we're all needed.
Exactly. I feel that so deeply.
Thank you so much for making time.
Thank you so much, Taylor, for having me.
That was Halima celebrating her new EP, Exu, that's E-X-U. In the background, you can hear Awaken, another track off that brand new EP. Thanks for joining me, Taya J, for Talkin' Music on your Mountain Grown Community Radio, KVNF. For more Talkin' Music programming, you can visit kvnf.org or tune in on the KVNF mobile app. Thanks, as always, for listening.